Well, most of the work that we've been doing is more around the use of technology as an early intervention strategy. So I think it has a huge potential in that space because of the confidential nature of the internet and providing, of course, that you have safety measures in place. But certainly the idea of seeking help via the internet or using technology like apps and those kind of things, you can do it in your own time, you can do it in the privacy of your home. You don't need to actually disclose to someone what's going on in your relationship, which for some women is preferable to actually fronting up to a service.
So tell me a bit more about iDecide. What exactly do women go on the website and what do they learn?
So the way we've structured it is we've tried to make it relevant to women who are in all stages of readiness for action, if you like, in their relationship. So for instance, not all women are ready to name what's happening in their relationship as abuse or violence. And so for those women, we have targeted the language and things and some of the activities that are in the website are more around healthy relationships and awareness. So when somebody logs on to iDecide, they sort of see three different modules, and one of them is aimed at that awareness raising around healthy relationships. There's another one around safety, which is kind of more targeted at women who are a bit more aware about what might be going on and are concerned for their own safety and that of their children. And then the other module is around setting priorities, because we recognise that women have different priorities, that what goes for one woman is not going to be the same for somebody else, and they will have different things that are kind of motivating their decisions and choices. And it's important for us to be able to take that into account when the website is sort of suggesting things that women might like to try. It asks women to kind of choose from a selection of things that the research tells us are often prioritised by women who are experiencing domestic violence. And then according to that, they'll get some tailored, individualised strategies that are targeted to those priorities.
I think one of the really interesting aspects of the website, and granted I only saw it as a member of the public, not as a participant of the study, was that the quick close and it shuts down the website and opens up a new tab with the weather.
That's right.
So I imagine that the safety of women visiting these websites could... their male partners may be threatened by this. So how do you juggle the woman's safety and her right to know information on where to get help?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think most websites out there that are dealing with anything to do with domestic violence will have that kind of quick exit safety escape button somewhere there. So it's very important for us to include that as well. We certainly didn't want to have situations where women might be working through the activities and a perpetrator might see what they're doing. So they can click anywhere in that area and it takes them to the weather, just a generic website. But we also provide women who are enrolled in the study. So we're currently evaluating this website at the moment. And so all the women that sign up receive instructions on how to clear their browser history, for instance. We suggest that they sign up using, a different email account, all those kind of things. So really important stuff for women to know about protecting themselves online, which is just good information to know more generally when using the internet, but particularly in this case. So we've definitely thought carefully about how we can most effectively keep women safe using the website.
Where do women tend to go when they're looking for help or more information about domestic violence? Is it straight to the web or are they more likely to see someone like their GP?
I think it depends on the woman. So Kelsey Hegarty, who's the chief investigator on the iDecide study, also did a project called Weave a number of years ago where they looked at GPs delivering counselling interventions to women who'd experienced fear of a partner. And they had some really good outcomes from that trial as well, where women who received the intervention had less depression and had more discussions about safety with the GP. But there were also quite a lot of women who didn't take up the intervention, even though it was offered to them. And so I think there are still some barriers within health settings that prevent some women from accessing help in that way. So I think having the web as another option is a really good way to kind of reach out to maybe some of those women who wouldn't go to speak to their GP or wouldn't access a domestic violence service or anything that is labelled domestic violence because they just don't identify with being a victim. So I think it's important that we have both options and many other options as well. The more sources of support that are out there for women experiencing domestic violence, the better it is.